Dr. Bill Valenti, what are you reading this summer?
I'm reading Let the Record Show by Sarah Schulman, and it's a political history of the AIDS activist group, ACT UP, the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power.
This obviously is a topic near and dear to your heart and kind of your personal history in here.
Right. Yeah, I lived it, and it was a deja vu kind of experience because a number of the people that she talks about and has interviewed over the course of 15 years that it took to put this together, a number of those people are people that I've worked with over the years, and in fact, in one case, Charles King, a major AIDS advocate who started the group Housing Works in New York, is still active as the chair of New York's End the Epidemic and the HIV Epidemic Initiative, and we're working together on that. So, yeah, it was very, very familiar. You know, in some places, painful to read, kind of hard to read, because of the devastation and the explosive nature of all of this. We really did get caught by surprise, but it's also surprisingly accurate in terms of the advocacy movement and what they were able to accomplish in terms of research, drug development, patient care.
Obviously a very sizable book, several hundred pages there.
It is. It looks like in the 400 pages. What I did, 670 pages, I started to read it the usual way, and then I started to read the table of contents, but also the index. And the index sort of sparked, oh, I remember that, and would go back then and read about that person. So I started to look for people I knew and read about the events around them, and have been going through it that way. It also prompted me to take another look at The Art of AIDS, and I've had this book around, After Silence, A History of AIDS Through Its Images by Avram Finkelstein, that talks about posters and what they offer in terms of messaging. And
you have the book open to one of the most iconic.
It is Silence Equals Death. It was Finkelstein and his group who came up with that. They started by trying to find a phrase for the pink triangle. And the other piece is the Reagan administration in the very early days of HIV was silent. So they came up with silence is deafening, and sort of went through the steps to come up with silence is deadly. No, silence is death, and finally, silence equals death. And he says, actually both people agree, Finkelstein and Sarah Schulman agree, tell the story the same way, that the evolution of the phrase happened very, very quickly. And I have it on the wall here.
The Keith Haring poster.
The Keith Haring poster. He says that Keith Haring then appropriated the pink triangle as in his art, and that this, ignorance equals fear, silence equals death, ACT UP, is one of a number of posters, images, and communications that use that theme. And the other thing is, I was reminded of the AIDS conference in Montreal was around 1990. Actually, there's a picture of Charles King, Mark Harrington and Charles King in here at the taking over the conference. The Medical Infectious Diseases conferences took on a whole new flavor with activists participating. And I remember standing in the exhibit hall area at one conference where the ACT UP group systematically dismantled the Burroughs Welcome booth display. They were the makers of AZT, right, which was the only drug available at the time, and it was frightfully expensive. that they also took over the podium and interjected comments as people were speaking, including Tony Fauci, who was very much a part of the early days of HIV. Now he's certainly has stayed on and is a major player with COVID-19, but was also a major player and also became a major advocate as the result of ACT UP's activities. ACT UP people were so disruptive that he had to notice them and invited them to his office for a meeting, which is when everybody, all of us, realized that it was a time to pull together. So that's really the movement came together that way, and Shulman really describes it in that 600 plus pages. A very nice chronology. For me, it was, again, reliving the past 40 years. For others, I think it might be new information, but certainly worth looking at, especially as we talk about advocacy around other big health issues like COVID.
Absolutely. And you have a book of your own out now.
I do. AIDS, A Matter of Urgency. It's my version of the events from about 1981, the beginning of the AIDS epidemic here, until the mid-1990s when drugs got better and things started to change. It's a similar chronology in terms of my experience, patient stories, those kinds of things. Because if you weren't there, and a lot of people weren't, you have a very different view of those early days. And I think it's important for people to know what it was like.
And all proceeds from this go to Trillium Health?
They do. All of it. So it's a worthy cause and available on Amazon or my blog, drbillvalenti.com. You can even get a free copy by Kindle on my blog site. So yeah, one of a number of chronologies of those early days, and it's important because Finkelstein and the group were correct. Silence equals death.
Dr. Valenti, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
My pleasure.